What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. All right, welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. I'm your host, Josh Culler of Culler Media. And today, man, I am super excited to have my good buddy, Henry Kaminsky, also known as the Brand Doctor, on the show. And what I'm excited, the reason why I'm so excited is because Henry is actually my business coach. So we've been on, I don't know, we've had four calls, something
like that. Yeah, about four calls.
Yeah, so it's been a couple months that I've had you, and man, it's like not even, and he's probably going to use this for micro piece content or testimonial, but just like the wisdom, the knowledge, the value that I've got out of it is absolutely insane. There's a reason why I hired this guy to be my business coach, but he's become a friend of mine and a mentor and somebody that I trust very much. And I'm excited to have him on the show today. I get him twice this week, so I'm excited about that. But the value is going to be incredible. I want you guys to listen up because we're going to be talking about branding. So he's, you know, the brand doctor, and I'll let him, you know, take 30 to 45 seconds, explain what he does here in just a second. But we're going to be talking about branding. And before you guys turn this off, I really want you to understand the value of it. We've not really talked about branding on this show before. And many of you guys know that I actually used to do brand designing for real estate investors. And then I kind of got out of that just because the content production that I do has just been so great for me. And I enjoy that a lot more. And I have the process for that. So that's what I decided to go specifically into. But I do want to address this topic of branding because I know a lot of people out there, they use generic brands. They all have the same logos, the same looks, and maybe you are converting with those and getting leads still. But there might be an alternative to that. And that's why I've got Henry on the show today. So Henry, I'm going to stop talking. Do me a huge favor. And for the people listening that may not know who you are, give me an introduction, who you are, what you do, how long you've been doing all that. And obviously guys, anything that he talks about in the show, any ways to connect with him. I know he's big on Instagram. We'll link all that in the description below. So make sure you check that out. So Henry, take it away.
Beautiful. So thanks again, Josh, for having me on the show. Really, really appreciate it. And the kind words, man, that goes a long way for me. And it truly touches me. So thank you. And it's such a pleasure to work with you as well. Somebody who's an action taker and actually executes after our calls, you know, watching you after our calls get out there on social media and just do is heartwarming for me. And so keep up the great work. You're doing amazing. Thank you. So a little bit about me. I started as a graphic designer 13 years ago, literally making club flyers in the New York City, New Jersey area. And that's how I started my career. Eventually, over the years, I matured that into a boutique branding agency. And now we, you know, we work with influencers. We work with established businesses that want to scale their business online. And we take them through the Brand Accelerator program and help them get their messaging right, help them get their identity right so that they can connect with their ideal clients and really start to build that brand, build that relationship. So the good news is the branding, what most people think branding is, you know, postcards that you send in the mail to potential, you know, sellers and buyers, right? Your logo, your website, that's your brand identity. But branding as a whole is that gut feeling that people get when they interact with you. Mm-hmm. That's branding, right? So we really need to take that into consideration and not pigeonhole branding as just what it looks like, because it's much more.
I love that. I think that's huge, because something I've been really big on lately, in fact, I just bought another book yesterday about this, is the, you know, customer experience and the interaction that your customers have with you, your potential clientele. And a lot of you guys that are listening, active investors, your clientele is motivated sellers, people that are looking to sell a house because of some form of motivation or distress. And I think that's huge. I love that you address that. And a lot, that is true, Henry. Most people think of branding as the colors, the logo, the font, and that all plays into it. It's a big piece of it, but it's not the end all be all. So let's have a conversation about this. So let's figure out, like, what do active investors, and before I got on this call with you, I let you know, like, and you know my clientele because of the coaching calls that we've been on. I've talked to you about the people that I work with. But, you know, a lot of the demographics for active investors when they're doing acquisitions for their, you know, for the, and the primarily marketing that they do is directed towards motivated sellers in order to acquire a house that they're going to sell or flip or whatever. And that demographic is normally above the age of 40 years old. A lot of them are above 50. So is it safe to say that there's a difference in the branding that somebody has to approach as opposed to like branding towards millennials or even, you know, between the ages of 25 to 35? Is there a difference there, something that people need to take into consideration?
Absolutely. Because the way you speak to a millennial is not the way you speak to a 40 plus, 50 plus male or female. It just, you speak a lot differently to those folks. You know, it's like me trying to speak to my 2.5-year-old son about branding. How is he going to get that? Right? So he's not. I have to break it down to him. And so that's the biggest thing that I want people to pay attention to today, is really understanding who that demographic is, but who is that psychographic as well. So the demographics are easy, right? That's easy. You guys know what demographics are, but the psychographics is something that I want you to dive a little bit deeper into. So what are their brand affinities? Meaning, what brands do they gravitate towards the most? A lot of my clients, they like Patagonia. They like Rolex. They're a Mercedes driver or a Range Rover driver. What does these things say about them as a person, right? What are their hopes and fears? What are their pains and gains? What do they need from you? How do you make them feel? What problem are they trying to solve professionally and personally, right? What's getting in the way of them executing on that? So these are some of the things that we need to think about. So thinking about your customer and thinking about your client and how you want to be positioned in their heads is going to help tremendously with your branding. You know, my wife and I just, well, we've been in this house 5 years, but the realtor that we used to sell our old house was definitely our realtor, very aggressive. She didn't sugarcoat anything. And if you ever met me and my wife, you would know that her and I are the same way. We sold that house in 6 days. 6 days. Because her branding and our branding aligned. Sure. And we really weren't in a rush to sell. We really weren't. We could have took our time. Like, the house, my wife keeps our house cleaner than a hotel. So, you know, we there was no real prep other than having somebody come in and take pictures and whatnot. But that realtor helped us sell that house in 6 days because she kept it real with us and we kept it real with her. And there was no question, right? So that's brand.
So it sounds like, is it safe to say that branding is almost the relationship between the service provider and the potential, the target audience? That's, there's relevance in the relationship between the two, and that's why they pull the trigger on any kind of interactions.
So when I'm talking to my Brand Accelerator clients, before they enroll into the program, I tell them this: branding is all about the relationship between you and your customers. And what does that relationship entail? Well, one, you need to understand them better than they understand themselves. How do we do that? Well, I bring you through the Brand Accelerator program and you find out real quick how deep we go. And now you're equipped with much more clarity and focus to get that communication out to them where they're saying to themselves, wow, how did Tom know that about me, right? Sure. The second part of branding is appreciating those customers. And how do we appreciate them? Well, we have to give them that customer experience that they'll never forget. So I'm on the expensive side of my deliverable. So we work with established businesses. They're probably making 300,000 plus a year. And they're looking to scale online, right? I tell them straight up, I'm going to be expensive. Okay. I'm probably going to be the most expensive person you talk to. But however, when they come into the program, it's like they walk into a Ritz-Carlton. All the collateral that they are given is done with extreme precision, right? Our summary and insights document that we deliver at the end of the program, it looks like I can sell it for $500 if I had to, right? The touch point calls, the knowing where to go next. It's like when you walk into that Ritz-Carlton and they usher you to the elevator. They check up on you. They text you. We were just at the Lowe's in Santa Monica, California, and my wife got a text message every morning just asking if we were okay.
Yeah.
And if we wanted something. That's brand.
Yeah.
That's branding, right? So powerful stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I love that you hightailed it into that direction though, because guys, we talk about this a lot. I've had several people on the show that talk about, you know, with follow-up and all that, like that is part of the customer experience. And, you know, a lot of you're going to be, you know, having to follow up with your motivated sellers a lot in order to get a deal locked in. But here's the thing is that what I liked about that example you used with the text message that you guys got in the mornings is that they, you know, they probably weren't texting you at 4 o'clock in the morning. They probably weren't texting you at noon saying good morning. It was the timing that they hit that was important, and that gave you a good customer experience. So a lot of you guys that are, you know, maybe you're doing the SMS marketing or the RVMs, or you're sending direct mailers to these motivated sellers, the big deal is hitting them at the right time. There's no magic formula with follow-up, guys. We've talked about this before with several other clients or several other people that we've had on the show. They have been clients, but there are other people that we've had on the show that have talked about, like, there's no magic number for, you know, if you hit them 7 times in a follow-up, they're going to sell you a house. That's not how it works, guys. You got to hit them at the right times, but that takes understanding them and putting yourself in their shoes and showing them that. And that's a very, very big part of that. So Henry, I want to take the last 3 to 4 minutes that we got here and talk about kind of segueing that into like a funnel direction. So if you guys can't see it in the back of his wall there, he's got the 2 Comma Club award there from ClickFunnels, if you guys know what that is. And so ClickFunnels, many of you guys know what that is. It's basically, you know, I'll let him explain this. I hate funnels, man. Well, I know what funnels are, but you get it. But like, let's segue that conversation of branding and the customer experience into the importance of funnels and taking your customer through that journey. So 3-4 minutes, go.
Sure. Well, the one thing that I want to start with before we get into that is this. If there's anything that you take away from today's episode, it's this. You want to use your branding not to start with the sale, okay? you don't start selling right away. You use your branding to lead them to the sale. There's a huge difference there. So branding is used not to lead with the sale. It's to lead to the sale. So I think that one through, let that one digest a little bit and see how you can
execute. Building the relationship. The branding is the relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And without relationships, we have nothing, which leads us into the next conversation, which is funnels. So ClickFunnels is simply a tool. It's not the end all be all, but it is a website builder, if you will, that is optimized to help you convert leads into paying customers online. And I've been using this software now for about 6 years. I think they're going on their 6-year mm-hmm. birthday anniversary. And I've been there since day one, probably about 5 months after they launched. I was one of their first subscribers. And I've mastered this platform and really helped people build out that strategy that helps convert those people from followers to subscribers into paying customers using this software. And we've been able to master this. Now, however, a lot of people come to us and say, Henry, I've been tinkering around with ClickFunnels for 6 months and I know what I don't know and I need to fast track this. Otherwise, I'm going to be sitting here for another 6 months trying to figure it out. And what we realize is they're not positioned properly. There's no connection between their brand and their customers. Mm. Their online presence is lackluster at best. If we Google their name, no, chances are something very brief.
Something else comes up.
Yeah. Right. And that's a big problem. That's a big problem. One of our brand accelerator graduates, Adam Wenning, guy's a rock star digital marketer, man. I mean, this guy is phenomenal. But when you Googled his name 2 years ago, like some cheesy MLM picture of him, all grainy and pixelated, showed up. And now when you Google his name, there's a beautiful presence online. You know, I walked him through his photo shoot. He was down in Delray Beach, Florida. I'm sitting here in New Jersey, and I'm literally coaching him through his photo shoot, which came out amazing, which then we leveraged all of those photographs and built out his funnel, built out his online presence with it. And now the guy's he looks like Leonardo DiCaprio to begin with. So he's a stud, but now he looks like even more of a stud, that super polished professional. And there's that authoritativeness and that credibility that stands behind him now. And that's powerful.
Yeah. I love this conversation. We got to wrap it up though. I'm definitely going to have Henry back. I'm going to convince him to jump on the show again.
I'm there, dude.
But like, I love that the direction you took it, because, you know, funnels, a lot of times people look at it as like literally the technical side of your branding, but it can also be, you mentioned like the web presence and just Googling your name. And I talk to people about this all the time. You know, when you Google your name, what comes up? Is there, if a seller gets a postcard from you and it says, you know, Josh buys houses, when they go to the internet and they type in Google, Josh buys houses, because they want to sell a house to you because they had a good experience with you at first, do you actually come up is the biggest deal that needs to, like, you got to focus on that and you got to build out your web presence. So, man, Henry, I appreciate the time. We got 1 minute left, so I'm going to drop it off here with you, leaving some contact info for people to be able to get in contact with you. But thank you for sharing everything that you have so far. I'm definitely going to have you back again soon, hopefully, if you'll allow me to do that. And that'll be good. So how can somebody get in contact with you if they wanted to? I know Instagram is the way I got in contact with you, but is there any other way?
Sure. So you can check me out on Instagram at TheBrandDR. I have a podcast as well. Gets over 65,000 downloads a month, which I cannot believe at this point.
I'm one of those.
Yeah, it's happening. The Brand Doctor Podcast. And if you go to my website, Unique Designs with a Z at the end, not an S, .net, you'll have access to my YouTube channel, all my social platforms. And I also have a video training, a very short video series, I should say. It's almost like a Netflix bingeable 4 minute four episode series that walks you through how to level up your standards when it comes to building your brand, and also how to scale your business online. I've worked with folks like John Bon Jovi, Russell Brunson himself from ClickFunnels, and a couple other rock stars that were able to take their mission and vision and actually get that so dialed in and clear, which was able, what they were then able to scale their business exponentially online. And it's a beauty to watch this all transpire after you teach and coach somebody, for them to go out there and actually do it and be part of that journey. You know, that's why I do what I do.
Absolutely. And he is a rock star artist. So you guys, I will have everything linked below. Make sure you go check that out. Henry, dude, I appreciate you being on. I look forward to having you back again soon. And I look forward to our call, our next call, whenever that is. Yep. So you take it easy, man. And bro, I appreciate you being on.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Take care.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Make sure, if you are not subscribed to the REI Marketing Weekly newsletter, if you're on the podcast, go subscribe, colormedia.com/subscribe. Colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. If you're on the newsletter, make sure you check out the rest of the content that's in here. A lot of great stuff going down. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. See ya.